Okay, shall I get started? Are we ready? Okay. First of all, can you let me know, are there people in your audience that are physically there?
No, we just have our planning supervisor, no one in person at the
I thought
moment.
maybe.
They could
Okay.
still show up. I heard some applicants might come, but no one at the moment.
Is there an order of operations you prefer? Do you want to do sand or Weatherby first?
Let's do sand first.
Okay, that's why I was ready for that too. All right, well, in that case, let's get started. Usually my Zoom light works better, but there's a bright sunshine coming in the window, so sorry. My name is Emily Terrell. I am your hearing examiner for today. It is a super crisp Thursday, January 23rd at 9 o'clock in the morning. We are here for Kitsap County to hear a couple of hearings today. We're going to start with the SAN CUP-ADU, that stands for Conditional Use Permit Accessory Dwelling Unit. It is project number 24-02526. It is a request to construct a 792 square foot ADU, about 1,620 feet from the existing, no, close distance from the existing home on the property. We're also going to hear the Weatherby zoning variance. It is project number 24-02165. It's a request to reduce the building setback from 100 feet to 15 feet to allow construction of a single family home on a parcel that's otherwise encumbered by building setbacks. There's a lot of action going on there. Should I stop?
Sorry, our planner has to run downstairs to get her notes, but she'll be back up in just a few
Okay.
minutes. Sorry.
No big deal then. Thank you. It was just there seems to be a lot of commotion in the only space I can see. Okay, so we will begin with the SAN CUP ADU. We're going to run both hearings the same way. I will enter exhibits into the record, and then the staff will give a presentation. Then any members of the applicant's team or the applicant themselves may present. Then any members of the public, if there are any who want to testify, and then we can answer questions back and forth if need be. So let me begin by entering exhibits 1 through 18. From the index to the record for the SAN CUP ADU. Are there any other records that have come in? Any other documents that we need to add? Are there any?
Not at this time, no.
Are there any objections to entering those into the record? Seeing none, we're moving on. Okay, so let me begin by inviting a member of the staff to do a presentation, and whomever presents today will need to be sworn in. So, and also these hearing transcripts are generated by AI. The spelling is creative at best. So I would suggest that you spell your name for the record and identify your affiliation. Looks like we're ready to go. Hello, sir.
Darren Gurney for the record. I am planning supervisor. Kate Millward is getting her notes for the presentation and will be here very shortly. But I did want to introduce myself because I don't believe I have met you as one of our hearing examiners before.
I don't think so. Hello, nice
So,
to meet you, sir. I have been an examiner with Ulbricht and Associates for next year, it'll be 2 decades.
okay.
Oh
Well,
my
he's
gosh,
been
that
very
was.
busy recently with our projects.
Yes,
Did we
I
want
did
to,
Arborwood and several others for
did
you.
we want to get the presentation up on the screen? Did she send it to you? Oh, I was just going to make sure it works.
And if we have a staff PowerPoint, is that on the index, or shall we add that as an exhibit?
It's exhibit number 17 on the
Thought it might
index.
be. Okay.
And
I thought I saw it there.
so we should be beginning momentarily. She's on her way
Okay.
back up, so.
In Mason County yesterday, a planner forgot to show up for the first 20 minutes.
I can guarantee she is here. She was just sitting
Yeah,
here in the
no.
audience, so. And I
I
see her
think it's
coming up the
probably
stairs.
that stuck at the permit counter. You know how that goes.
And I see her coming up the stairs right now, so we were going to
Okay, no
turn it over
worries.
to her.
This is where we are today, so it's fine. I did not realize the sun shone quite so brightly right at this time of day. In the winter, it's usually cloudy.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay, no worries at
Okay.
all. Okay, as I was saying before, please, everyone, because the spelling on the AI transcripts is weird. Give us your name, spell your name, tell us who you are, and then I will swear you in.
Great. I'm Kate Millward, first name KATE, last name MILLWARD.
WARD, and I'm a planner for the Kitsap County Department of Community Development.
And Ms. Melward, do you swear and affirm that your testimony today is the truth?
I do.
All right. Let me know what I need to know.
Okay. Thanks.
Oh, were you not getting
like two sets of stairs, so.
Get that.
Thank you. Okay, today I'm presenting a request for approval to a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit to construct the detached ADU in the rural residential zone. The applicant proposes to construct a detached ADU on a 2.12-acre property. The application was deemed complete on June 21st, 2024. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. No public comments were received from the department. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the Department of Community Development used an optional DNS process for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated July 3rd, 2024. The Department of Community Development issued a determination of non-significance on October 9th, 2024. The SEPA appeal period expired October 23rd, 2024, and no appeals were filed. Therefore, the SEPA determination is final. According to the Kitsap County Assessor, the subject site is 2.12 acres, addressed as 24 Southwest Terrace Lane in Port Orchard, Washington, and is in South Kitsap, Commissioner District 2. The aerial photo shows development consistent with the rural residential zone, single-family homes, and garage structures. The proposed ADU is consistent with the properties in the vicinity. The site is within the rural residential zone, and all adjacent properties in all directions are also zoned rural residential. The subject site is mapped with moderate erosion hazards. The original geologic assessment was prepared by Sound Geotechnical and dated May 25, 2022. It concludes that development of the site is feasible both geologically and geotechnically, provided that standard construction practices are employed. The project is conditioned to follow the recommendations of the report. The site plan for the proposal shows access across the north property line from Southwest Terrace Lane to a driveway to be shared by both dwellings. This image is of the development area is an inset of the larger parcel. Building permit 24-02725 for the placement of the ADU, which is a manufactured home, has been submitted and is under review, awaiting approval of this land use application. The site plan shows adequate parking and meets the standards for single-family residential and accessory dwelling unit. The primary residence is 1,620 square feet. Therefore, the maximum size allowed for the ADU is 810 square feet. The proposed ADU is 792 square feet. The floor plan for the ADU demonstrates this size, as the porch does not count toward the calculation. These renderings of the primary residence and the proposed ADU demonstrate similar elevation and style of the home, which is one of the criteria requirements. The proposal is conditioned to follow the requirements of Kitsap County Code Title 17 zoning, specifically all requirements for ADUs in KCC 17.410.060B3. The project will be conditioned for stormwater controls pursuant to KCC Title 12. One, there are no other accessory dwelling units or accessory living quarters on the property. Two, the owner resides in the primary residence. Three, 50% of the residence is 810 square feet, and the proposed ADU is 792 square feet, which is under the threshold. The ADU is proposed to be 121 feet from the primary residence, which is under the threshold. The ADU will have a similar appearance to the primary residence. Six, the ADU meets all the required setbacks for the rural residential zone. Seven, all health standards for water and sewer have been met and approved. 8, the ADU, the proposed ADU is not an RV. And finally, 9, the ADU will use the existing driveway off Southwest Terrace Lane. Staff finds the proposal meets the special use criteria of KCC 17.415.015B and recommends approval as conditioned. This concludes the staff presentation. Thank you, and I'm available for questions.
I just have one, and it's not related to this. This is a very good presentation and a very good staff report. Thank you.
Sure.
I'm just wondering, is the county working on updating its ADU code, or are you not GMA planning?
I will let Darren handle that, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Once again, this is Darren Gurney. For the record, D-A-R-R-E-N, last name Gurney, G-U-R-N-E-E. So we are not updating our ADU code at this time. We updated our accessory dwelling unit code for urban locations. We do not have any intentions to update it for rural locations.
Okay.
So we'd like to, but then that it puts us in a very difficult position as we update. So.
Right. I'm looking at RCW 3670A, 680, and 81 for many of the municipalities, and the ADU codes are about to change for everyone because they're required to within 6 months of your comp plan adoption. So.
Yeah, if we have initiatives from the state level and legislation is passed down that allows us to change our code through a directive from the state, that could change very easily in terms of our codes.
Just curious. It was adopted in 2023, and just about every Puget Sound municipality is now really, really scrambling to change their ADU codes to a very different set of codes.
We would have to look at that for the rural component. Our current ADU codes are very permissive for urban ADUs, but the rural is the difficult one for us. So.
Yeah, I know. I get that. I work in a lot of rural places. I was just curious because that's a huge initiative that's going right now and with all the complaints.
Yep.
So it's not related to this at all. It's just that I was curious about it because I'm seeing a lot of ADUs come through and they're changing in the law very, very rapidly. MRC just put some stuff out on it 2 days ago, which I thought was about 8 months too late, but that's just how it is. Okay. Right. Thank you for that unrelated question. Is there any member of the applicant's team who would like to speak? And are they here?
There is no one in the room. And I don't think anyone online either.
In that case, that was an easy hearing. I will close that record, and I have 10 business days, or it's really more 14 real days, to render a decision. I don't see any issues with this one at all. I can't rule from the bench, but, you know, there's nothing outstanding. Okay, in that case, we'll move on to the next hearing. This is the Weatherby zoning variance. It is project number 24-02165. I'd like to enter the index to the record, exhibits 1 through 12, as well as one received yesterday as exhibit 13. It's an owner's statement dated 1/21/25. Same order of operations. Staff, hello. Say and spell your name for my creative AI, and then I will swear you in.
My name is Erin Lewis, E-R-I-N, last name L-E-W-I-S. And I am a planner with Kitsap County Department of Community Development.
Ms. Lewis, do you swear and affirm your testimony today will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, please begin. Thank you.
Good morning. Today I'm presenting a request for approval to reduce zoning setbacks for a parcel adjacent to the rural wooded zone. The application was deemed complete on May 31st of 2024. A notice of application was distributed pursuant to Title 21 Land Use and Development Procedures, which provided recipients with project information and an opportunity for public comment. Comments were received from interested parties. Those comments have been included in the record. One of the comments expressed concern about the variance being too large in keeping with the character of the neighborhood. This presentation should dispel concerns and demonstrate how the variance is necessary for the proposed development to be in keeping with the rest of the plat. Pursuant to WAC 197-11-355, the optional DNS process was utilized for this project. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrent with the notice of application dated July 25th, 2023. However, no determination was published since the project is SEPA exempt under KCC 1804, State Environmental Protection Act. The proposal is to reduce the setback for the northern parcel line by 85%. The northern parcel line is adjacent to a rural wooded zone, which requires a 100-foot setback for that side. According to Kitsap County Assessor map, the subject parcel 4279-000-019-0005 is a 0.41 acre in size, addressed as 37190 Madrona Boulevard Northeast in Hansville, Washington, 98340. It's in North Kitsap and in Commissioner District 1. The aerial photo shows single-family homes and accessory structures consistent with development found in the rural residential zone. The proposed zoning variance would allow development consistent with properties in the vicinity. The parcel outlined in orange is zoned rural residential and is approximately 84 feet, measuring north to south. Adjacent properties surrounding the site to the west, south, and east are also zoned rural residential. To the north is zoned rural wooded. The proposal is to reduce the zoning setback of 100 feet for any parcel line that borders rural wooded zone, allowing the subject parcel to be developed. The buffer for the rural wooded zone is noted in the blue speckled overlay. The 100-foot buffer, of course, encompasses the entirety of the parcel. The subject site has no mapped critical areas and is relatively flat. We have no critical area ordinance concerns. The site plan for the proposed single-family residence shows access from Madrona Boulevard Northeast. The site plan shows requirements for three off-street parking spaces will be met. Clearing limits are sufficient to develop the property while leaving more than half of the property tree-covered in keeping with both the rural residential and rural wooded setback intentions as found in the comprehensive plan use policies. According to Kitsap County Code 17.560.010, a variance may be granted to any numerical standard in this title, excluding housing density, only when unusual circumstances relating to the property cause undue hardship in the application of this title. That variance can be granted when all of the above points are met. The applicant is meeting conditions to grant a variance in the following fashion. A, the customer has purchased a parcel that was platted in 1966, decades before current zoning would encompass the 84-foot wide lot with a 100-foot setback. Neighboring properties that are adjacent to the same rural wooded zone are developed in a manner that reflects the development pursuit of the applicant. B, without the variance, the customer is unable to develop the lot. C. Authorizing this variance will allow the property to be developed as originally intended and will be in keeping with harmony with the entire development. D. The lot is undevelopable without a variance. Based on this analysis, the Department of Community Development recommends that the zoning variance request for Weatherby zoning variance for setback requirements be approved, subject to the conditions listed in the staff report. Are there any questions?
No, I don't have any questions. This one seems pretty straightforward. If we want to avoid a legislative taking, then we kind of have to allow for a reasonable use, and that's a variance. So I understand that. Are members of the applicant or applicant's team or the applicant here, and would they like to present?
The applicants are online and they have raised their hands, so I'll go ahead and pull them over to speak.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lewis.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can, and we're going to go through the same procedure. Okay. Please state your name, spell it for my record. I can see it, obviously, but these AI transcripts are not quite perfect yet. Then I'll swear you in.
I'm John Weatherby, J-O-H-N-W-E-A-T-H-E-R-B-Y.
Mr. Weatherby, do you swear or affirm that your testimony today is the truth?
I do.
Great. What would you like me to know, sir?
Just that we appreciate the presentation and your noting that it's could conceivably be a takings issue the way it is. We agree with the county's recommendation for approval. And putting it another way, the county hasn't raised any or articulated any reason for it to be denied. So that's kind of where we stand. We've incorporated a statement that you noted earlier that there are just a couple typos in the report, and then just kind of reiterating the situation we're in. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. Are there any members of the public who would like to speak to this? No? Okay, no. All right. Again, this is another one of those situations where I can't rule from the bench, but this is the process that we use when we have a private piece of property that is so encumbered by our rules that no one is allowed to develop on it otherwise. So I don't see any issues with this one either, and I have the same legislative 10 days, business days, to provide you with a response. Is there anything else that we need to cover for the good of the record?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, everyone, thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. Great job, Steph.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me today.